For many film fans, there's more to movies than actors, screenwriters, and directors. There's popcorn. For commentator Baxter Black, there begins a tale.
The cat liked popcorn. It was young Ty's 8th birthday. He had his heart set on a baby hamster. Kim was a Boone and Crockett mother and set out to fill her young cub's needs. Well, the night of birthday eve, she camouflaged a trip to the pet store as a movie with Ty's big brother. At the pet store, she excitedly told the salesman of the great hamster surprise. The pet store person warned her against leaving the baby hamster, no bigger than an avocado pit, in the cardboard box in the car. It'll eat right through that cardboard like white-hot magma through a styrofoam cup, and then it'll shred the front seat of your car and make an upholstery bed big as a condor's nest. Best keep it close. Kim went into the theater with baby hamster in her jacket pocket. By the end of the previews, the wily rodent had gnawed through the pocket and was thrashing his way through the lining. The movie began with an ear-shattering clap of thunder and built from there, with every blood-curdling scream, structure-dropping explosion, and metal-tearing collision. The baby hamster fought and clawed his confining cloth bonds. He spent the last half of the movie rolled up in Mama Lion's shirt front, drawing blood on a regular basis. She made it home, woke Ty up, and unceremoniously presented him with his birthday hamster, Popcorn, so named because of his introduction to the movies, spent the night in the bathtub. The light of day diminished the anguish of the night before for Mom. She helped Ty construct the elaborate hamster cage, complete with tubes, automatic water, Ferris wheel, bumper cars, and the non-chewable, inescapable, indestructible, maximum security hamster haven. It cost $30. The family went to town that evening for Ty's birthday dinner. Giddy and satisfied with cake and candles, they returned home to find the cat polishing off his own birthday dinner. A little twig of tail stuck out of his mouth and was still showing between the cheeks full of hamster hams. There was not much anyone could do except note the unlatched cage door, so they left the cat to finish his meal. Ty was distraught and developed pink eye, strep throat, an ear infection, sinus, and began walking with a limp. However, he did achieve a complete recovery long before the last of the rodent bites healed on Mama's fingers.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian, Baxter Black.